Hey, Christine, how's it going?
Hey, Lauren, I am good.
Guess what?
We are on the same coast.
I know. We're in the same room.
We're in the same room. This is happening for the first time ever, listeners. We are recording a podcast together. We just watched the episode together.
Yeah, if you've been listening to us the whole time, you might know that we live in not even close states to each other.
Different time zones.
Not even one time zone different. But here we are. Same room.
Yes.
I'm visiting Christine in New York.
Woo!
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
And we just finished watching House of the Dragon.
It was great.
Oh, and if you didn't know, this is Pod of the Dragon.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're a podcast.
We are.
A whole podcast.
One podcast. Of the Dragon.
Yeah, and we're here to talk to you about House of the Dragon. We used to talk about Game of Thrones. We will always talk about anything going on in Westeros.
But right now we are recapping and shit-talking and commentating every House of the Dragon episode.
Yeah, so
ideally right after it airs. Tonight, literally right after
literally
we watch
right
it
after.
Together.
Yeah. So spoilers abound. We read the book and we'll reference it. So
yeah, we will.
If you don't want that, fuck you. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Show spoilers, book spoilers, all that. Also, content warning, we're going to discuss anything that happens on House of the Dragon. What happened in this episode that's upsetting? Like,
There was like some deer murder that was upsetting.
Yeah, animal being killed,
like
humans being
hunting,
killed.
But like cruel hunting too.
Yeah. Mainly that, just killing.
Yeah, like even if you're into hunting, I think you might be like, that's not cool.
That's not great.
I think that was
overall,
the main thing. It
the
wasn't
show hasn't
that
been as upsetting yet as Game of Thrones, besides
no.
the first episode.
Oh, still undertones of pedophilia.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. Yeah, people marry teenagers on this show, so.
People try to marry babies on this show.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
That did happen again.
That happened again, the marrying of teenagers.
Two episodes in a row.
Yeah, so babies get married. I mean,
babies are offered for marriage.
Offered for marriage. Yeah, so just beware.
Listen, like, if you watch the show, that's really what you need spoilers for. We're just here to talk about what happens on the show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we needed more content warnings.
Or not content warnings, sorry. Yeah, content warnings.
We needed more content warnings for Game of Thrones because there's a lot of, like, rape and incest
there
and
was.
Torture in that. So
and
far, so
think,
good on this show.
I still think
that.
Some of that is on the horizon. Should we talk about this episode?
Let's talk about the episode. Yeah, so it was exciting to watch the episode with you.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Haven't been, like, even texting during it the last two episodes because we were just, like, writing our own notes, or I was at least.
Yeah, we want to save
then,
our
like,
content.
Yeah, we wanted to save our reactions, but it's kind of hard to, like, not react when you're sitting right next to each other and all you want to do is shit talk it the whole time.
Yeah. And,
so
like, I thought a few times during it, like, maybe we should have recorded this, like, a reaction video.
We could have, but we would have had to, like, do a whole headphones on to listen to the show. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
it's
not
fine.
Worth it. But here we are.
I've got a lot more shit to talk about.
There's a lot of shit to
talk. I took
talk.
Three pages of notes. They're
you did.
Completely
yeah.
illegible because it was completely dark. But I'll try. So we start with the crab feeder. Kind of similar.
I'm so glad that this plot line ends in this episode.
Yeah.
Again, spoilers. Because I don't care about it.
Yeah, I don't care about and like I'm less mad about it being in there because it lasted so short and I didn't give a fuck about it. We were talking about this the other day, like the whole crab feeder seemed like they were setting him up as like a supervillain almost, and we're like, it doesn't need that.
You don't need a Marvel
and, like,
villain.
I know
it's
he's
a show about
in the books and stuff, but like, yeah, like there's already conflict between all of these people without there being the crab feeder.
It's a show about like a Targaryen civil war. Like, why do we need a Marvel type villain?
Right. And they would have been mad at each other without this. Yeah. Like, that was just an extra thing that they were disagreeing on.
What is with the crab feeder, though? Can we talk about
that? Yeah, let's talk about this, because there were some different theories floating around, and now we'll never know. So, one was that maybe he has grayscale. I saw some other shit online or somewhere that was like, oh, he's been, like, at sea forever and exposed to the element. No, like, that's not what
happened. He looks like he had grayscale, but I feel like they never mentioned that, and none of his men.
He also looked like a burn victim.
He might have been burned, and he looked more like a burn victim at the end of the episode, so I don't know if maybe he was burned by Caraxes in that first attack.
Maybe. I have another theory, though, Christine. Well, okay, I mean, you know how it is. We've talked about the Targaryens having dragon qualities, and it seems like this guy maybe... maybe he has some crab qualities.
He's a Cancer.
Well, I mean, I'm not... I'm not saying that his mom had crabs, but maybe she had a crab.
Somebody fucked a crab.
Like she fucked a crab.
Somebody fucked a crab.
His mom fucked a crab.
A crab.
Or a crab raped her.
I mean, if crabs can eat people on the show, I guess they can rape people. We didn't content warning crab
rape.
Why
did I say that?
All right. Maybe somebody fucked a crab.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Anyway, like I said, we'll never know because he's fucking dead now.
Yeah, he's
Spoilers,
dead.
Spoilers, as we said, they're here. Then we find out that we are 2 years in the future.
Is it 3 years?
3 years in the future. Yep, 3 years in the future.
Yeah, because it takes a while to have a baby.
Well, and when he's turning two. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Aegon, it's Aegon's second birthday party. Aegon is the son of Viserys and Alicent Hightower.
Viserys has had baby, and it is boy.
It is baby boy.
Problems and in the realm.
This episode is centered around the worst two-year-old's birthday party in the fucking world.
Oh, seriously.
Get a bounce house, get a clown, get a... no clown.
Don't even do that. Just like have your friends over.
Story
like
hour.
The grandma, maybe. I guess she's not around anymore in this scenario, but you know.
He's dead. Drag queen story hour, maybe. Like a Joda.
Just have your family over. That's all you need.
Go bowling. But they decide to go on like a massive stag hunt in the woods. And they bring like the whole kingdom with them. Not the whole kingdom, but like all the bougie people.
All the bougie people are there, including the Lannisters have returned for this show.
The Lannisters are there.
We get Jason Lannister, which is honestly...
the douchiest name ever.
I was going to say just about as douchey as Kevin Lannister.
Jason Lannister.
So we're back with the Lannisters.
Fucking surfer dick Lannisters.
I was just going to say surfer dick vibes.
Surfer dicks. Yeah, he wants to marry Rhaenyra because we all do.
We all do.
We do. He thinks he's got a shot.
She's not into surfer dicks.
He pulls the same shit that... So he's talking to her and he's like,
Oh, dude,
we could build a dragon pit at Casterly Rock. And she's like, why would you need a dragon pit? And he's like, for dragons. And she goes, you don't have dragons. And he's like, oh, I would need them for my queen slash
wife.
My lady wife. And she just gives the wine back to him and walks away.
Dude, like, he comes on so strong.
It reminds me of the time I was at a wedding, and this, I was, like, dancing with this guy, and I knew him for 10 minutes, and he was like, you should quit your job and, like, let me take care of you, and we could have babies. I'm a doctor. And I was like, dude, no. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, seriously.
Bye.
It's just like that. It's like you meet somebody at a fucking bar, and they're like, let's get married.
And you're like, go away.
I'm like, call the police.
But this is worse because her dad set him up to it.
I wasn't sure at first if he did, but then he clearly did.
He's apparently swimming in marriage proposals, which, fine.
Also, we noticed that Alicent not only has had a baby, but also is going to have a baby.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, about to pop.
Yeah.
She is pregnant again.
Pregnant.
Pregante.
She's super prego. We were talking about this. I don't remember from the books how many kids she actually has.
I feel like they at least have two boys.
Yeah. Like, it's like...
But there's kids.
Yeah, because there's the whole succession thing, but it's not like all you have to do is kill Aegon. It's like they're pretty solidly
Just Aegon itself. It's more just like where does the line of succession begin?
Yeah. Anyway, then Rhaenyra is in the Godswood or something with her minstrel, and she hasn't put a song on repeat, which is great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so she's just like reading a book and listening to music in the woods, but like they didn't have any way to listen to music back then. Rather than except for like hiring someone to play it. So she just like play that song again. Perhaps my princess would like to hear another song.
No.
Nah. Play it again.
He's also
Did I tell you to stop?
He's also fake Ed Sheeran. Like, he kind of looks like him a little, but they didn't get Ed Sheeran.
You know what's great? They didn't actually have fucking Ed Sheeran.
It's great. It's so good that they didn't do
but
that.
But you know what? This role would have made more sense to have Ed Sheeran there, honestly.
Yeah, than the other one.
They should have had, like, who's another, like, British? The Harry Styles.
Patty Considine.
Daddy Considine.
Patty has a band, you guys. He's like in a punk band, I think.
Who's the other guy with the band?
Oh, yeah.
Super Furry Animals. Who was that?
Who's from Super Furry Animals in this show? Somebody from
Listen
this show.
Listen to our first episode. We talked about it for a while, but I don't remember.
It was in our first episode about House of the Dragon. We like went over the cast list. I'm not going to be able to figure it out right now.
Maybe it was Otto Hightower.
Oh, maybe it was.
Fuck Otto Hightower.
Fuck Otto Hightower.
Fuck Otto Hightower. Fuck him. But Super Furry Animals is a cute band.
Yes. They're Welsh and very popular in the UK. Okay, yeah, it's fucking
Otto Hightower is in a cool band.
God damn it.
So the actor's cool, but fuck the character.
Okay.
Don't fuck him, but like,
don't fuck him. Just fuck him.
Fuck him.
All right, let's move the fuck on. Clearly, Rhaenyra is still mad at Alicent.
Yeah, she's in like, one, she's like a teenager, so she's doing her emo teen thing,
yeah,
but
she's
also
only 17.
Like, her dad married her best friend, so.
Yeah,
and they had a son, so she's pretty convinced that, like, she's small potatoes now.
But it's 3 years later, but yeah, she's been holding this grudge for a long fucking time.
So she does,
especially to a teenager, 3 years is a long time.
Yeah, so she does not want to come to this two-year-old's birthday party.
Slash hunt.
Slash. The worst, I don't fucking want to go either.
Oh, by the way, there was some, like, passing comment when they get to the hunt where, like, the women are talking or whatever and, like, gossiping. And they talk about someone being sold to a pillow house.
What's a pillow house? Is that like a pleasure house or is it something else?
I assume it's a pleasure house.
I was assuming it was a pleasure house, but I like the idea of it just being like a house full of pillows.
All you get is pillow talk.
All you get is pillow talk.
I'm more into that, honestly.
Right? Oh my god, that's like where the Unsullied would go.
Yeah, pillow talk.
Let's snuggle and talk about shit.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
There's a pug.
There's a fucking pug! A good boy!
Yeah, but it took me out of it a little.
Why was there a pug? Were there pugs?
I don't think pugs are Westerosi.
Were there this is the first time I've seen a pug
in Westeros. It reminded me of the pug in Pocahontas. I was like, why are you here?
Yeah, there's a pug in Pocahontas. That's true. And I feel like pugs were like Chinese or Asian originally, right?
I think
and they
so.
Did, like, they were bred to warm the beds of, like, rich monarchs.
But yeah,
like,
in which so case, I guess the European equivalent is like a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't not make sense. Again, this is
make believe
world.
It's fantasy land, so it doesn't matter. But it did take me out of it a little.
First time we've seen a pug.
What happened to the pugs? We're watching Rings of Power the other night.
Oh God,
and you know us, we're into the diversity casting. But I just had to ask what happened to the Black Hobbits because they weren't there later.
There's like no good answer to that.
There's not. There was either some kind of a genocide.
Or segregation.
Or eugenics.
Or
something bad. So anyway.
I think like maybe the Black Hobbits were just fucked off and we're like, we're going to go do our own thing.
I don't know though. Is the Rings of Power like, does the Lord of the Rings exist or are we rewriting it?
I don't know.
I'm
I don't
unclear.
Know enough about Tolkien. I kind of feel like it's its own adaptation.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
This version
so
of
maybe
Lord of the Rings
would always be Black Hobbits, and then
would have
fine.
Always had Black Hobbits.
But what happened to the pugs in Westeros?
Yeah, the pugs in Westeros is another thing. I'm fine. We're fine with Black Hobbits, by the way.
Oh yeah, they were cool.
You know, they weren't in the movies, and why? Because people were racist in 2000. That's why. Well, we're at the pug. Okay. And that was when she went off and saw Lannister. So then her and...
Yeah. And then she runs off into the woods after she meets Lannister.
Well, first she gets in a big fight.
Oh, yeah.
With Daddy Considine.
She gets in a public fight in the tent.
With her dad.
With her dad.
It's very awkward for everybody
involved. I was just like,
involved.
Stop, stop, stop. This is making both of you look
it's
bad.
Like when you're at your friend's house and their parents start arguing.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh?
Yeah, and then you, like, back slowly out of the door. And you're like,
I'm
here.
Mommy, can you come pick me up?
No, thank you. Anyway, so it's like that. And this is the one time Otto Hightower does something good, which is he tells them to shut the fuck up, basically.
Fine, Otto Hightower. Thank you for
but
that.
But also, fuck Otto Hightower. So anyway.
But also fuck out of Hightower. He does that. He's like, can you guys, like, maybe not do that?
Please? Yeah.
And that's when
she takes her horse and fucks off into the woods. And sexy face, what's his name?
Kristen Cole.
Sexy face, what's his name?
Chrissy Wake
up. So he follows her.
I don't like this.
Huh?
You don't know that?
What are you doing?
That TikTok thing.
I don't know TikTok.
Stranger Things. I don't know. Okay. Chrissy Wake up.
Well, I'm in my mid-30s, so.
Same.
Okay, so they fuck off into the woods. We were trying to figure out if they were gonna fuck, but they didn't.
They didn't. I didn't like the whole, like, he, like, grabs her horse's reins and they're both, that's not what
it
you do.
It seemed danger ops.
Yeah, don't do that with horses. Danger ops. Danger ops. Pertinent sex. Will it hurt baby?
Is this listenable?
Why not?
Let us know at podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com.
Things like this, we're again referencing the YouTube video with all the misspellings of pregnant. I think it's called How Is Pegnat Formed? So if you're not familiar, just watch that.
Yeah.
It's a YouTube classic.
It is.
For the Gen Zers and the boomers out there who aren't aware of that. I feel like anyone our age knows what that is.
Oh, yeah, we all know.
Danger ops. So yeah, it's pretty danger ops when he grabs onto the horse.
Yeah, so he does that, but then they like hang out together, and I was like, sexy time.
Yeah, oh, by the way, it's gonna happen.
We skipped over this earlier when she was talking to her dad. I think it was earlier, but he was like, oh, I don't want you. Maybe it's later. I don't know. It's like, I don't want you to marry just to marry. Like, you can fix someone to be happy.
That's later.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm talking about it now.
Because earlier he's like, you should get married, and she's like, I don't want you, and he's like, even I had to get married.
Yeah.
But then
he's like, you can pick someone, like, just pick a dude. And she's like, and you think a man will do that?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I just want you to be happy. You've been so alone. I want you to have someone. And she goes, and you think a man would help or something like that?
Yeah, like, actually, you married the person that I liked.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, you should pick someone like I did. And then she starts crying.
Yeah, she's like, literally, I wanted to pick your wife.
Was that meant to be the case, or is this that just our headcanon?
Do we
guys let us know? Like,
is Rhaenyra gay for Allison?
In love with Allison, or like was and now is like heartbroken and scorned? I think so.
I think so for sure.
Yeah. So then she goes off with Kristen, and like I thought they were gonna fuck. They don't.
They don't fuck.
They don't fuck. Like I was like maybe like that would be a good way to be like I don't want to marry any of these motherfuckers. Is like sully yourself, so to speak, with a hot knight and be like fuck you guys. I do what I want. But she doesn't do that, unfortunately.
There's a lot of talk then about, like, with Viserys about, like, who Rhaenyra should marry. And, like, one of the suggestions is her half-brother.
Who's two. Which, honestly, hear me out.
I'm listening.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Because I think he could just betroth her to Aegon, then nobody's gonna question the succession because
she would be more mad about it than anything
rule now. And then like you don't have to marry anyone right now because like the whole thing is like you've come of age, it's time for you to like get married and have babies, and she's like fuck that. So it's like her fiance is two, like she has a good like if 18 years to do whatever the fuck she wants and not have a husband.
Let's
and then
be real, like 10.
Oh god, I hope not.
Okay, this is Westeros.
Fine, I hope they at least wait till he's like whatever. I don't even want to say an age. Yeah, but anyway, you wait till your fiance brother is of age. And during that point in time, she can do whatever the fuck she wants and not have to worry about what some fucking guy says. And then when the time comes, she can just not.
Right.
It's just like a good way to shut everybody up.
Just delays everything a bit.
Yeah, so I think he should have done that, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Someone else says that she should marry Laenor, who, as of now, we're not aware exists.
Yeah, so we see him in this episode, but, like, I don't think they'd name him in this episode necessarily.
Yeah, but he's the one we see at the end flying the dragon, which we freaked the fuck out. We're like, who's on a dragon?
We forgot.
Who's on a dragon? So far we've only met two dragon riders on the show. It was Craxes and Daemon, and then it was Syrax and Rhaenyra. So is it Craxes on somebody? No, he's not red.
Right, well, and they haven't, like, told us within the show, like, there are more dragon riders.
Yeah.
There are more dragon riders.
And then it's very clearly a Velaryon, so it's Laenor. And then I had to look up and see on... Sorry, we do this shit sometimes because we're not fucking nerds. I mean, we are.
But we're not good at it. But I don't remember everything. We're not good at it.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Lainor is canonically a dragon rider. He has a dragon called Sea Smoke, which is fucking cool.
It is cool.
Lainor's cool then, because that
dragon is like white too. He's pretty sweet.
Yeah, he's part dragon, part sea snake, which is fucking cool. I like that. I feel like that's my
Valar Tarr.
My astrology chart is all fire and water, so Rainor, whatever. Lainor. yeah, so Lainor was suggested as a, which honestly, he does seem like a good match for Rhaenyra if we're like,
although
trying to matchmake.
We're fairly certain that he's gay.
Yeah, I think he might be gay in the books. Although, I don't really remember. I feel like
they're not a bad match if they're both gay.
But she is too, so like it would be a good beard situation, probably.
Mutual beard.
Unless they're both bi, in which case, like, go off. But I feel like Lainor was gay in the books. I
think
remember.
He was. I don't recall exactly. I know one of the Valyrians was
gay. A few episodes ago, I was like, Corlys is gay! And then I'm like, I think that's wrong.
I think it's Lainor.
I think it's Lainor who is gay.
We'll find out.
Anyway, he's a sick, nasty dragon rider. Like him. So far, I'm a fan of him.
Back to the hunt, though. They're off in the woods, and I have a note that just says, look, poop! Because somebody picks up poop and shows it to Viserys, and he's like, we're on the trail!
But look!
Just holding a handful of shit. Like, thanks, bro.
They found elk scat.
Yes. So that was cute. Oh, and then there's the whole scene with Lannister, where he's like, I want to marry your daughter, after he's already tried to hit on her, it didn't work. He's like, I want to marry your daughter. And he's like, it would make up for her loss of status. And Viserys is like, what loss of status?
Oh my god, yeah. So all the knights and the lords are assuming that Aegon is the heir now. But Viserys is like, I never fucking said that. And it's not true. And they're all like, but he's a boy.
He basically goes all Galadriel from Lord of the Rings, the movies, on him for a second. Where he like turns green and yells at him in three tones of voice.
He turns. Beautiful and terrible.
What loss of status? What loss of status?
Anyway. Oh, like, are they talking of treason? No. So there's this whole white stag situation, which I don't give a fuck about. Again, worst 2-year-old's birthday party ever.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, they're hunting and shit, and they're like, there's a white stag. If you kill a white stag, that's, like, a good sign that, like, Aegon is a king. So they're, like, trying to find this white stag, whatever. They don't.
They don't find him. And now we were talking about this because Rhaenyra kills a boar in this episode. But I was like, I thought that the white stag was going to pop in on her campsite and she was going to kill the white stag. And I kind of feel like that would have been better.
That would have been better. That would have proved that like she's the one who's worthy of the Iron Throne.
Especially when she walks in after Viserys, like, because he would have already come back to camp with his brown stag. And then she would have walked in with the white stag and it would have been like, look who the fuck is the real heir. So I feel like that was a mistake that they didn't do that, but okay. That's just my editorial choice.
Yeah, no, I think that would have been better, too. Yeah, instead she finds the white stag and lets him go.
I mean, I guess it's symbolic that nobody killed the white stag, and so, like, it's still up in the air.
And, like, all these prophecies are bullshit, and it doesn't matter, and, like, she's above it, I guess.
Well, I mean, I think it's supposed to say, like, the fates have not decided who the heir should be.
I see. Very fair.
I guess.
But or I feel if, like nobody kills the white stag on his name day, then that means he shouldn't be king. Because they said it'd be like, oh, like a sign that he was going to be a worthy king if like someone killed a white stag on his name day. And then Rhaenyra was like, yeah, we're not doing that. More wine.
We're drinking a beautiful roll tonight.
Yeah, Lauren's really good at picking out wine. From Italia. Lauren's really good at picking out wine.
That's the last of it, though.
That's okay.
Okay, I have to talk about the CGI on the animals in this episode. Why was it so bad?
Yeah, you were pissed about that.
I was really mad. It looked like video game, like, not
good. It reminded me of, like, those Chronicles of Narnia movies that came out in, like, the 2000s.
Yeah, but you know what okay, so they had the one where the brown stag, they basically, like, rope it so that Viserys can kill it easy times kill. Really gross scene.
Ugh, I hated that.
Yeah, so anyway, that reminded me because he's like trying to run away but in place, but it's like done poorly, so it reminded me of one of those I don't play video games, so I'm not gonna know the terminology here, but like if you click on like a character or something and you're just like looking at a screen where it's just a floating character like running in place. It was that. It was just bad. It didn't look realistic.
It wasn't good.
The boar fighting Rhaenyra did not look realistic. And just like the fact that it kept coming to fight her, I was like, why?
It's because they used their whole CGI budget on that opening scene with Caraxes, like destroying the crab feeders.
Apparently.
Except not.
Except apparently in episode 2, somebody found a scene of one of the dragons where you can see a screw in its neck.
Oh no, they didn't use real dragons on this show.
But it's not even CGI, it's set pieces? I don't know.
With the budget they had, they couldn't hire real dragons?
I don't know what they were doing with that budget.
Maybe, no, I like to think like maybe somebody was like trying, Caraxes just got a screw in his neck. Like, you know, sometimes you get like a nail in your tire and you can drive with it for a minute.
Okay.
I'm proud of this episode so far.
All right. All right.
Let me know if you guys like it.
I feel like this is our weirdest episode.
I think it's great.
What does this say? I manned Ha out.
Are we out of the woods?
I figured it out. He said, I named you Air out of love.
Oh, yeah.
But he's saying, like, he didn't do it on a whim. And we were like, but, like, he kind of like, did.
Didn't name Rhaenyra Air on a whim.
Seems one like he did.
But he kind of did. He just got pissed at Damon and was like, fuck Damon.
I mean, great that he doubles down on it here. This is good.
Yeah.
Especially, like, considering he's probably had 3 years to do this.
Yeah, he still wants her to be here. Which, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, if you're not a fucking sexist piece of shit, which most people in the show are, it's like, do you want your daughter, who's a full-fledged fucking person, that you understand her, like, abilities and morals to be your heir? Or do you want a literal baby that you have no fucking clue where they're going to end up being? Like, it makes sense that he would pick her. Like,
it does,
realistically, but not
honestly,
in this world.
So, like, I had to watch the inside the episode afterwards to, like, fully understand what they were going for here, which, not great. We should have known it from watching. But apparently, like, the reason he didn't want to kill the stag was because he was upset that it wasn't a white stag. But it seems like the whole plot of this episode was that he, like, based his decision to double down on her being heir on the color of this fucking beard.
The stag. Yeah, I don't know. He seems like he's questioning it here. Like, basically was like, I named Rhaenyra heir because she was the best chance and because I didn't think I'd ever have a son. And, like, my dream of having a son is what killed my wife, the woman I loved, and now I have this new wife. I didn't think I would remarry. I didn't think I'd have a son. Now I did. Did I make the wrong choice? I don't think he's doubting whether Rhaenyra would be the better choice on the Iron Throne. I think he's more doubting, like, whether the, like, Lords of Westeros would accept
her. He is, though,
because
he says at one point, like, did I make a mistake?
But I think I understood it more if he means, like, is this going to create a war after
okay,
I go?
That's fair, that's
like,
fair.
Like, is this going to divide the kingdom more than, like,
spoiler,
is she going to do a good job or not?
It is.
And, like, he's right.
It's
like, you know,
war.
He has an inkling that this is going to cause a problem, and it absolutely does. And it's kind of already, because some people are pro Rhaenyra, and some people are like, yeah, obviously it should be Aegon. See his dick.
Yeah, so she kills the fuck out of this boar by hand, pretty much. I mean, she has a knife, but, like,
yeah, she's just filled
with
anger.
She basically wrestles it to the fucking ground. And then she walks back into camp, dragging this boar behind her, like, covered in blood.
Hot.
Very hot. And, like, all the dudes in the scene, a few of them are like, oh, why is this woman doing a hunting? And then, like, a couple of them are like, damn, that's fucking sexy.
Yeah, no, it's funny to, like, look at the looks on, like, these men's faces, like, who's into it and who's not.
This reminds me, there's an episode of Game of Thrones, I think, where they were saying, like, girls see more blood than boys do.
Oh my god, yeah, it's Ygritte says that.
Yes.
He's like, oh, and a girl sees blood and faints. And she goes, girls see more blood than boys.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is like, I don't know why this, like,
reminded me of that.
Just because she's like, I'm comfortable with this. And this is who I am. And fuck you all. Deal with it.
She's fine. Just covered in blood. Killed a boar. I'm a badass. It's very metal of her.
It is.
It was hot. After her dad referred to her as a heedless contrarian, which is that should be on a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not one of our shirts.
Maybe, though.
Maybe one of our shirts.
Oh, speaking of shirts, we put a bunch of new shit in our merch store.
Yeah, we spent basically the whole day. I mean, Lauren did, and I was just next to her giving ideas and saying yay or nay. But I take no credit for this. But yeah, we spent the whole day, like, updating our merch store. So.
Yeah, it's on Etsy.com/shops/podofthedragon.
Yeah, so we have Daddy Damon.
Yeah, we made some Daddy Damon merch, including some panties.
Yeah, the panties were kind of on a whim, but I like them. I might have to order a pair. And we have more stuff with our logo.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough logo stuff.
Yeah, we really didn't announce it. And we have a couple stickers, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, the stickers are good, like the die cut.
Yeah.
But we want you guys to rep us if you like the show. I've been hearing more and more from people that I know. Maybe they're just being nice to me, but I hope not. That they really.
I think our podcast is good.
I think it's good. I really like the show, but we haven't gone viral yet. So help us get there.
Help us go viral.
So we can afford to keep doing the show.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that at the end.
Yeah. But yeah, we were talking about shirts. Anyway, Heedless Contrarian might be a future shirt. If I didn't already have a name for my lady punk band, that would be a good band name. Yeah, so she comes back covered in blood, the Heedless Contrarian. Luau.
Okay. Before that, though, there was another great quote in this show, in addition to Heedless Contrarian, which was the new term for hangovers. The gods have punished me for my indulgences.
The gods have punished me for my indulgences. Those Viserys. We didn't talk about how drunk Viserys got.
He got fucking
trashed.
I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about it. Yeah, just got trashed.
Also, weird to get that drunk at your kid's second birthday party,
That's true.
Worst 2-year-old birthday party ever.
Where was the baby?
Where was the fucking... Like, who had the baby this whole time? Because Allison was just walking around, like, holding her pregnant belly, like, about to pop. Looked super uncomfortable this whole time.
Yeah, I don't know where the baby was.
Viserys was getting wasted. Rhaenyra was hiding in the woods. They must have had, like, a nanny or a wet nurse or something. I guess.
But yeah, he wasn't at his
birthday. But it was his party. He was there, but, like, he was just not on screen.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Okay, well then... Viserys and Rhaenyra have, like, this heart-to-heart where he's like, I don't wish to replace you. You're on my air forever times. And that's what that is. But basically, it's because he didn't kill a white stag, I guess.
Yeah, but basically, she feels like by trying to marry her off, he's just like, yeah, I don't need you as my heir anymore, so now I'm just going to use you as, like, a brood mare to... Broodmare, something Daenerys said.
Yeah, but then she's, like, talking about... Or he's talking about how... He's like, as royals, we have to marry to, like, keep going. It's like, you know that.
And that's when and he's like, you should pick someone that you actually like.
Yeah, that's when he says that.
Yeah. She doesn't like anybody.
So far, she doesn't like anyone except her best friend who married her dad, and now she hates her.
And question mark, her uncle, maybe.
Maybe her uncle.
Not a good call.
They haven't seen each other in 3 years, so we'll see what happens when they meet again. Maybe they fuck.
They might fuck.
IDK.
Kristen Cole, man.
Kristen Cole is hot.
Kristen Cole can't take a wife because he's in the Kingsguard.
He's in the Kingsguard.
Yeah, he's off limits.
They could fuck, though.
I mean, they shouldn't, but I feel like they should.
They should.
They should. There are a bunch of people in the Fire and Blood book, like Targaryen princesses, who were, like, fucking Kingsguard men and, like, losing their virginity to them, and it was a scandal. I don't think Rhaenyra was one of them.
Should we go on to the next big scene?
Yes.
All right, now this was a battle scene. I'm usually, like... slightly bored by the battle scenes. I hate to admit. Battle
scene though.
There is the pre-battle scene, so I mean, I was just kind of including it all. But basically, we go over to the Stepstones with Daemon and the Valyrians. We see multiple Valyrians. One of them is the aforementioned Laenor, the dragon rider, slash possibly gay boy. We like him. Then there's the Valyrian that we saw before, Corlys, and then there's another one, which is Uncle Valyrian. I forget his name.
Uncle Valyrian. It sounded like Daemon.
It's not, though.
It's not, though. But it
I'm just going with Uncle Valyrian.
Uncle Valyrian.
We're not that kind of show, you guys. We don't know everyone's name.
This is the unofficial companion to House of the Dragon.
So, anyway, this is just a shit talk show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all the Valyrians are there. Daemon's flying around in his dragon. They almost decide to mutiny against Daemon, which is, like, kind of a bad idea because, like, already...
Because dragon.
King Paddy Boy hates you guys.
Yeah.
Don't kill his brother.
Daddy Daemon and Daddy Constantine.
Yeah, but Daddy Constantine is just dad.
Dad.
And Daemon is daddy.
Daemon's daddy.
Daemon is daddy.
Daddy Daemon! We like Daemon. We know he's a shit.
He's hot, though.
We're still into it.
And we were talking about this afterwards, too, because in the inside the episode, Matt Smith is just, like, talking. And we're like, he's not hot in his Targaryen outfit when he's Matt Smith.
No!
He's only hot when he has questionable sanity.
Yeah, when he's being deranged and brutal. Why? We're like, yes, daddy.
Why do we like this?
Why? I don't know.
I don't know. He just seems good.
It's the same, like, flaw in my design that makes me into Kylo Ren, but not Adam Driver.
Ew.
Only Kylo Ren.
Still you.
Insufferable sad boy. That's it.
So anyway, they're like talking about whether or not they sacrifice Damon as like bait. And then there's this letter that shows up from Patty Daddy, aka King Viserys.
And Patty Daddy.
And he's like, yo, I'm going to come help you finally after 3 years. And that's when Damon's like, I'd rather die than get help from my brother.
Yeah, he like beats the shit out of the messenger, which like, don't kill the messenger.
Yeah, he kills the messenger.
I don't think he kills him. He might stop.
He tries to kill him.
He beats the shit out of him with his helmet.
Then he goes to fucking end his war, but like badly. He goes down, puts up a white flag, gets everyone like, to surround him, and then he's like, I'm just gonna kill all of them myself, which isn't like, gonna work, except...
Except then that's when Laenor boy shows up on
his white Dagron.
White Dagron boy.
Yeah, so Laenor flies in on his white dragon.
Very exciting moment. We're like, oh my god, who's on the dragon?
You're like, a new dragon rider. I have this great
picture of like Lauren standing on the couch. Like, who is that?
You have a picture of it?
Yeah.
I did stand on the couch. I didn't know what was happening. I was very excited. I stood up where I was sitting. I didn't know what to do.
It was very exciting moment.
I do this occasionally when I'm watching TV shows or movies that I just like, if I can't handle the excitement, but I like, I can't do anything else. I'm still watching. So I just stand up. Usually I just stand up, but I didn't want to spill the wine. So anyway, I stood up on the couch. Anyway, I was very excited. More dragon rider, more dragon. He comes and burns everyone that's fighting with Damon. Then Damon beelines it for the cave where the crab feeder man is.
Here he goes. Just going to get the crab feeder.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone else comes and combats and whatever the fuck.
It was a big fight. Then he comes out, he disembowels the crab feeder. Ew.
It was pretty gross.
Gross. But I'm just glad this plot line's over now.
I was more into, like, a lot of the fighting war scenes aren't that exciting to me.
Same.
But I liked this because I was just like, because he was acting so deranged the whole time. And because of the surprise of the dragon and, like, none of the choices that anyone was making made sense.
Yeah, no, that was good. And that's that made what it more fun to watch. This whole war was. Like, it was not sanctioned by the crown. It was just them being like, let's go fuck shit up. And then getting in over their heads. Which is kind of why, like, Viserys didn't get involved in the first place.
Right, yeah.
It was because they knew that was going to happen.
Ah, so anyway, the war's over.
So, like, sending
now.
The aid, I feel like, was, like, kind of Viserys saying, I told you so. And Daemon couldn't handle it. So that's why he went and surrendered / like,
won the fucking war.
Tried to get killed / won.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much it, right?
Yeah, it was
that was the end of the episode. So, I mean, we don't know what the fallout's going to be from Damon winning the war without the help of his bro.
And we don't know, is it the next episode or it might not be till episode 5. We're switching actresses for two of the characters, which kind of sucks because I really like these actresresses.
I do too. I really like the actress
who plays. I think the new ones are probably going to be really great too. But
yeah, I really like the actress who plays Rhaenyra a lot.
No.
Don't want her to change.
Yeah, I was hoping originally that this was going to be like a non-linear show where we just kind of jump around and they were both
relevant.
Yeah, and
I thought we were going to get both ages for like multiple seasons, but we don't.
So that's a big bummer.
You know, because I really like her.
Yeah, Emma Darcy is supposed to be really great. First non-binary actor to be a lead in an HBO show. So,
yeah, that's
you
pretty
know,
cool.
A show. I didn't dig this episode that much.
I didn't mind it, and I actually liked it more than the last one, I think.
Really? I think I liked the last one. I didn't hate it. I just felt like, I don't know.
I thought the pacing was better to me. The last one felt so fast, like, I didn't feel like we got into any of the details, really. Like we would get into a detail, and then it would move forward, like, 6 months or something.
I just feel like all the things I didn't care about were happening.
I feel like all the drama about, like, marriage and stuff was more, like, the classic Game of Thrones shit that
I care about that part.
And I liked that that was, like, interlaid with action stuff.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I was here for it. So anyway, with that, I think it's time for our favorite segment,
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Do you have a Fuck, Marry, Kill for me?
I do. So at the end of the, like, inside the episode, they talked about how, like, this kind of centered around three specific characters who were reborn in this episode. And it's Rhaenyra, Damon, and Viserys. So I choose them. And I know we've been avoiding using Rhaenyra and Alicent because they're, like, young in these episodes. So I'm going to go with the actress, not the character, because the character's 17. The actress is an adult. Yeah, the actress is not a child. So
yeah, I'm going to marry her. Obviously, I'm going to fuck Damon. So once again, I've said this in other episodes. I'm going to kill Patty Considine, King of Viserys.
Sorry, Patty.
I'm sorry. I really like that actor. He's cool.
No, I do too. Daddy Patty.
Daddy Patty.
But Daddy Damon.
Daddy Patty is dad. Daddy Damon is
daddy.
Fuckboy Damon.
All right. Fuckboy Damon is that could have been a shirt. All right. What do you got for me? You were laughing the whole time you wrote this, so I'm nervous.
Well, this is why I let you give me a 17-year-old.
What is it, Lauren?
What's it gonna be?
I feel like you know.
All right, ready? Fuck, marry, kill.
I mean, you're laughing, so I have an idea. It's either gonna be an animal or a baby.
It's not an animal.
So it's a baby?
Jason Lannister, Laenor Valerian, or Aegon Targaryen. Okay. All of the marriage proposals for Rhaenyra.
Okay, fine. Those were all the marriage proposals. Well, I'm going to kill the baby, obviously. Which is horrible because I don't want to kill a baby. But also, then we don't have a Dance of Dragons. All done. I'm going to fuck Jason Lannister again.
Ugh. And you're going to marry a Laenor. Gay man?
I would totally marry a gay man.
All right.
Laenor's fucking great.
He does seem great.
Well, if we have like an open relationship and...
I mean, sure.
I fuck ladies and he fuck dudes.
Okay.
He's great.
All right.
And then we just made a baby once.
Okay.
Fine.
Fine.
I would have done well in this time period. I really wouldn't
have. No, you wouldn't have. Honestly, I would have been so... You would have been fucked.
Like, literally.
I'd have been fine.
I would have just like... I would have just been married off to some like third born... son.
A commoner.
Just lived in like a shitty castle, but still a castle.
Well, I think that's our episode. Okay. I don't know what the fuck any of that was, but I hope y'all enjoyed it.
I think we did good. This is the first episode we recorded together.
I know it was like weird energy, but I'm into it.
I think it was our
like
best.
Not bad energy. Just
I don't
like
know.
Weird.
I'll know when we listen.
We're just
to
weird
it.
When we're together.
We are weird when we're together.
Does anyone like that? We'll find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, let us know if you like it. When Lauren got
don't
here the other night.
Don't let us know if you don't like it.
We don't want to hear it. When Lauren got here the other night, she called and she's like, am I at your house? And I go, I don't know. Is there a door?
I was like, they all have doors.
That's about where we're at. We got to plug shit.
Yeah. What do you want to plug, Christine?
Us. So, like we said. Go to our Etsy store. We have new shit.
Yep. Again, that is etsy.com/shops/pot of the dragon.
And we are going to be at FanX in Salt Lake City in a couple weeks.
Yeah. September 23rd.
Second 24th, and 3rd?
Whatever that weekend is. Yeah.
Or 23rd, 24th.
Those I think it's 23rd, 24th.
Yeah, I was more saying my flight dates. But yeah, 23rd and 24th.
Yeah, we'll be in Salt Lake
City.
We're
going to be in Salt Lake City. We might do an episode on the spot with like a Q&A from fans.
Yeah, we want to talk to you and hear about what you think about the show.
Yeah, so come and you can meet us.
And we might have some free merch.
Yeah, we might have free merch.
Potentially. Things. Come see us.
Yeah, we have ideas. Yeah, come see us there.
Also, you can follow us on Instagram or Twitter at _podofthedragon. And you can email us at podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook. I think we have a TikTok, which I probably should start using again.
Yeah, we should. We recorded this video.
We did. Maybe
today.
I'll post some of this on TikTok.
Maybe you'll see us on TikTok. Yeah, follow us on TikTok. We want to... Is that how you go viral now?
I don't know, but I don't know how to use TikTok either.
Millennials. I'm good at viewing TikToks.
Oh, me too.
I haven't made any.
I've made like two.
We're old.
We're old. Anyway,
we're not that old, but we're millennials.
Okay, yeah, but while we're talking TikTok about anyway. This, yeah. So while we're talking about this, we just really need your help. If you could please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review, we would really appreciate that. We're still, you know, trying to get off the ground here. We want to stick around for the next season and going forward. But we need a little more listener support to get there. So if you want to hear us again next season, please go leave us a review, like our episodes, download our show, share it with your friends, anything you can do. None of that costs you money. It's all free. If you like it, do some of that kind of shit. And we'll appreciate it. And maybe we'll be back.
Subscribe.
We want to be back next year. So.
And if you live in Salt Lake City or in that area, come see us at FanX.
Yeah.
What do you want to plug, Lauren, besides us?
You can follow me on Instagram at @low_Mazzy. That's all. I don't have that many things going on. Yeah. Christine, what about you?
Me? I don't have much going on either, but you can follow my bands. At Chaos Pixie NYC is my feminist pop punk band, and at Hard Cider Music is my acoustic covers project. Especially if you're in New York. We don't have any like recordings right now, but we're going to be playing some local shows soon.
Cool.
Cool. This has been a podcast.
Yeah. Turns out that dreams didn't make us podcasters. Dragons did.
Zodakadis.
Dracarys.
Bye forever.
Bye.
Wait, there's things we didn't talk about.
What did we not talk about?
The opening. People fucking dragons.
Oh, fuck.